This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you along as we talk to the membership director at the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce. It's time for a chamber update. And as with all things these days, the chamber has been affected by the pandemic. We'll see how they're helping others deal and what kind of changes have been made there. Chris Berleth is with us, and we appreciate him taking the time to talk with our listeners. Chris, let's just start with a look at what is going on there. How have you handled the pandemic?
Yeah, as an organization, we've taken our hits, but we're doing our very best to be just like so many other small businesses in this time. We're a 501c6 not-for-profit organization. The reason that's significant is because we don't qualify for the current PPP money or economic injury disaster loans or basically anything that has come out in the way of assistance. So we're part of a national organization called the Association of Chamber of Commerce Executives, and the state levels, Pennsylvania Association of Chamber Professionals, both of whom are advocating on our behalf to get us to qualify in what we presume will be this phase four of funding. But basically, our revenue is derived from events as well as membership and sponsorships for those events. So we've had to make some pretty drastic cuts. We've furloughed employees, including myself, on a rolling basis. But what I love about our board of directors, what I love about our team, is that we've been able to roll with the punches. And it's not unlike any other small business that's struggling right now. But we've also been really committed to the work that we have to do. We're trying to make sure that, our efforts help us to serve the businesses and the community as a whole. So we've really evaluated what we're doing day to day. And I'm really pleased to say that we've been very effective as a chamber since March in ways that we might not have been if we were as focused in on the events as we've always been. So we helped to write a reentry plan for small businesses to help them figure out how to make their locations safe and in compliance with Department of Health regulations and CDC guidelines. We helped them think about sanitization and cleanliness, social distancing, contactless payment, some things like that. So that was a big piece. And then the second major push that we've had is we've been consulting with some of the local governments who have received money from the Federal CARES Act, so that we can help to put money back in the hands of small business owners who have been devastated by the pandemic. So we're actually wrapping up as we speak. Today is the last day for the Union County CARES funding application. And we had a big hand in helping to consult with Union County along with Central PA Chamber and the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way in coming up with an application that could be easily reviewable, quick to put together, quick to apply for, in the hopes of being able to extend that CARES Act money back out to small businesses in Union County. So we're hoping that that model will be replicated by some other counties, and we're working to get that done. So we've been doing a lot, Matt. And, on top of that, you usually ask me about Leadership Susquehanna Valley. I'm very pleased to say that Leadership Susquehanna Valley continues to thrive, even despite the pandemic, that we actually ended a program year with two virtual events, and we're rolling out the class of 2021 even as we speak. We had the orientation last week, and our retreat will be in September. The key piece is that all of our events just look different. We've moved to virtual for a number of them. We've adopted a hybrid virtual and in-person experience for a number of pieces, and that sort of thing. The last thing I'll mention to you before I take a breath is that the chamber also heard our members say that they really wanted to know how the economy was going to be impacted as quickly as we could get that information. So it has been our habit in years past to have an economic forecast luncheon in September. With the restrictions on in-person gatherings, we opted to move up that economic forecast, and we did it in a virtual event. We did it on May 27th. If anybody is interested, the links to watch the recording are all still on the Chamber website at gsvcc.org. And we brought in Anibon Basu, the economist who's joined us for more than 10 years now. And he helped us to understand what the economy will need as we come out of COVID, that we expect it'll be a sharp incline back up once in-person stuff starts to really happen again.
When all this started, I mean, this is something that obviously is going to be a big impact on a chamber because they're dealing with all these individual businesses that are impacted. Did you guys kind of see that coming and say, wow, we are in for some rocky road and some big changes, or were you like me where you woke up one morning and they said school's canceled, the NBA's not playing, and where do we go from here?
You know, it's amazing, that question, Matt, because we were part of our most recent strategic plan, the one we're bringing to a – we have a two-year strategic plan. We bring this one technically to a close in December, and we adopt our new one. I'll tell you, our new one's going to look a lot like recovery mode. But the most recent strategic plan is based on an idea provided by the ACCE, that organization I mentioned before, called the Horizons Initiative. And the idea is the Horizons Initiative was what we called Chambers of the Future. And to be a Chamber of the Future, we needed to understand what we anticipated happening by the year 2025. And amazingly, most of the Horizon initiatives deals with the nature of belonging and gathering and how people actually get together to do business. We talked about engagement with committees and groups. And while some of that won't look the same, we anticipate people will become more engaged, not less, in an increasingly technological age. What we never anticipated was that what we were going for the year 2025 would become the year 2020. I mean, we have had this incredible experience, you know, for better or for worse, where almost the entire business community has had to learn some virtual and technical tools. I mean, if I would have said the chamber was going to host a Zoom meeting a year and a half ago, somebody would have said, what on earth is Zoom? Well, everybody knows what Zoom is now. Everybody knows about Microsoft Teams and Skype and FaceTime and these video conference tools. And so we've actually seen an increase in engagement across our events because of the increase in education in technological tools for business. So we've had to really speed up what we were already trying to put into place, because we're hearing people say, we want to be more engaged right now. What's the mechanism for me to do that? So, you know, it's we live in an incredible capitalist economy, and people want to take advantage of the best things they can. And now we've got these tools at our fingertips that everybody's learning, and we're jumping in head first. Yeah, so
not what you would
have
expected.
Really been the experience.
Not what you would have expected necessarily for 2020, but moving forward. Did membership shift? I mean, I don't know. Did you see businesses that have gone under, or are most of them holding on at this point, trying to work through it? I mean, you're as director of membership, that's something you must keep an eye on.
Yeah, we're definitely keeping an eye on it. One thing that we committed to in the year 2020, I told you how the chamber gains its revenues partly by membership dues. We made a commitment because of our billing cycle that if you were a member in 2019 and you did not renew, and then COVID-19 hit and it was going to negatively impact your business, we weren't going to hold the resources hostage. We felt that membership in the chamber was something everybody needs to get access to the best information, because we became a major distribution point for, you know, okay, we can't get PPP money, but you can. Your small business can and should, if you can get to it. So we wanted to be a critical access point. We didn't want membership to be a barrier. So So we said, if you want to be a member of the chamber, be a member of the chamber. And we're hoping that in 2021, that goodwill will come back for us, you know, to help us, that people will say, hey, this was valuable then, let's renew. But to answer your question, have we seen drop-offs in businesses? Not as many as I think the world at large has been reporting would happen. I mean, if you watch the national news, you'll hear it's going to be millions and millions of businesses. And I think most of the businesses that have been struggling through COVID are either in a specific sector that was absolutely hammered. You know, I think of nail salons and hair salons and retail businesses that require people shopping inside, places that don't have curbside pickup or to go, you know, some of those sectors in particular. But we haven't heard of businesses shutting down en masse, if you will. You know, we know of a few, and we're certainly very saddened by that. But by and large, the experience we've had is if you're willing to adapt based on solid recommendations from other industry experts and with the help of our community rallying, this community has the power to keep a lot of businesses in business.
You often talk when we do these interviews about the new businesses that have joined. Have you had new joiners now, or has leaving been the only thing we've been seeing?
No, we've absolutely seen an increase in membership. Yeah, we report our new members to the public in the Voice of the Valley. We try to help them market themselves, and we're seeing businesses that you know, are sometimes even a surprise to us. You know, new restaurants that were well in the works before COVID-19. We've seen a couple of financial institutions that have started up. I think of the Edward Jones location run by Sherry Purdy. That's a new one. We've seen some cleaning organizations jump on board and say, hey, we want to use the chamber to market our information. But yes, you've absolutely seen an uptick in chamber membership.
Wow. So the services that a chamber offers obviously has kind of offset what could have been a bad time for somebody dealing with business.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I mentioned before that a lot of what we do tends to include, our specific events, right? And that people want to network at events, and sponsorships are so important. But, you know, there are ways to do virtual events that mimic an in-person event, right? So, for example, so many businesses, you know, would like to have a banner with, you know, a portable banner standing behind a speaker. Well, in the age of virtual, we now have these virtual backgrounds, and we can put company logos on virtual backgrounds behind our keynote speakers. So part of it requires an investment in the technology and understanding the tools that we have. You know, but again, we have more engagement than ever before. We were having governmental affairs committee meetings where we were having 10 or 15 people in the meeting, which by and large, when we consider the community that we serve, four counties, and trying to connect to all these people, you know, traveling to a committee meeting is a commitment. In our last governmental affairs committee meeting on Zoom, we had 38 people tune in. And that wasn't an anomaly. It's been steadily growing. So, wow. Like I said, the whole movement, this Horizons initiative, it points us to the fact people want to engage more, not only with the chamber, but by default, by with the businesses that do business with the chamber. So we're seeing people see the chamber as a key way to market themselves and to share the resources that they have.
Okay. Yeah, I would have gone into this thinking, well, it's, you know, it's the chamber. They must really be not knowing what to do right now. But you're doing what, like you said, you're adapting and moving ahead here. Any other upcoming programs and so forth that you'd like to mention that the chamber has? I'm assuming a lot of it virtual, but you know, what else can you tell us about the coming months, the fall months at the chamber?
So I'm going to answer that, but first I wanted to mention, before I forget it, that we did two things that I'm tremendously proud of right as, you know, April rolled in, which was we really helped to lead the charge with cloth mask making and helping our local healthcare agencies identify businesses in the community who might have N95 masks. I was told anecdotally by a gentleman who works for a company that while his company couldn't give over N95 masks to the local healthcare institutions, the conversation that we had prompted his national organization to make a very sizable donation of N95 masks. And we spent a lot of time helping to bring PPP to the local healthcare organizations, to the frontline workers. And so we've had a lot of successes in terms of helping the community behind the scenes. And all that to say, there are these tremendous stories, Matt, of so many different people who have rallied to be part of this movement to serve this community. So one of the things we're going to be doing is we're going to be having a COVID successes event. Stay tuned for that. I think it's, forgive me, I'm not looking at the calendar at the moment, but I think it's September 18th or so. We're going to be doing a Geisinger-sponsored COVID successes type of event where we're going to be sharing virtually these different stories of how we've rallied as a community. We have a wine fest. That's usually a big moneymaker for us. It's a great fundraiser so that we can continue doing programs like our Young Americans program and working with students. I'm pleased to say that we're still going to have a wine fest, but it's going to be virtual. And you might say, gosh, how do you do a virtual wine fest? Our events director, our communications director, it has been fantastic. Vanessa Vigneau, she's worked really hard. We're going to have gift cards from local wineries and from Wise Markets so that you can build your own sort of at-home wine experience with charcuterie and that sort of thing, and then tune in to entertainment with a comedian, with live music and that sort of thing. So kind of a wine fest at home event. We also have our annual golf tournament coming up at the end of September, the last Friday in September, September 25th. And that's going to go on as planned. We're excited to work with Knoebel's Three Ponds and have that event. And our Women's Leadership Symposium, which always happens in October, that's also going to be kicking off again in October, first week in October. All of our events are listed at gsvcc.org. And while a bunch of them are certainly virtual, we're excited for in-person things as well. Over the next 3 weeks, starting next week, we're going to be launching our member appreciation gatherings. Formerly, this was one event held at Knoebel's. Now we're going to be breaking it up into some barbecuing and to some early evening get-togethers at the chamber, at some other locations. This is sponsored by First National Bank. They've done a great job helping us to be thoughtful. National Beef is involved, MechTech and Diversified, Geisinger, so many companies trying to help us have our events and get people together in safe and healthy ways. So, Earl, coming up, tune into the website for more information.
All right. Earlier in the summer, I talked to the one of the tourism promotion agencies here in the area, and that one and this one, I both thought, should I even do these interviews? Because they're probably just sitting around twiddling their thumbs, and it's been the exact opposite on both interviews. So, so much going on.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to help our businesses, not just our members, but the community as a whole. And it's no secret that the best things you can be doing if you're not a business owner right now is continuing to support local business. Buying gift cards, shopping locally, supporting them any way that they might need. Tune into their social media and check out what the Chamber's trying to do to help folks, because between us and the Visitors Bureau, there's a lot going on. And I know that our local officials have been absolutely busting their humps trying to make sure that this community is cared for. So we live in a great community, and it's worth absolutely praising the people jumping in. So.
Yeah, the last job on the planet I want right now is any kind of government official, because I can't even imagine with dealing with something so, I don't want to say unprecedented, but I'll say it. But yeah, at least in 100 years that people have been dealing with this, and at least now we do have the technology to connect a little better. So
absolutely.
Chris Berleth, the membership director at the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce, has been our guest on the program today, providing us an update into the workings of that organization in the midst of a pandemic. Chris, thanks for being with us, and we want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.